Thank you, everyone. It's my privilege to introduce the first panel today, which is usually what I would call the highlight panel. I don't know why we started the first thing in the conference, because it's usually the best stuff we have. I will be very quick on this because probably very little I could tell you about these folks that you don't already know. On the my far left there, Bill Rochelle, in the morning I read the Bible, take my boys to school, and then I check the Daily Wire, is how the order goes. Bernie Bass next to him. What a long and glorious career Bernie has had in Lubbock. His civic achievements are remarkable. He really is a paragon that young attorneys can strive to emulate. Demetra Liggins, McGuire Woods, another person who has poured herself into the bankruptcy community and her local community in ways that really are exemplary for all of us. And then someone that I think a few people here know, Professor Westbrook. Recent developments.
Thank you for that nice round of applause.
What would we do without it? Well, thank you, Brian. Above all, thank you for all the work you've put in on the Planning Committee and on putting this conference together. We're very grateful for that and for your serving as the presiding chair of the conference. I want to say how wonderful it is for me every year to look out on all of these folks whom I know, many of them students, many of them former students, I should say, of mine, and it's always a great opportunity to see everybody. When Liz Warren and David Epstein and I first decided we would try to have this conference a long time ago, as you can see, David predicted that it would be the time when Texas bankruptcy lawyers all got together every year, and that has turned out to be the case, and it's wonderful for me, as well as I think for everyone, that has worked out. So we have a terrific panel, as always, for recent developments, and we've agreed that I would start off this year. I got to start with the best bankruptcy joke in decades, which, of course, is the onion buying Alex Jones's intellectual property. There's a hearing scheduled, as you probably know, next week before Judge Lopez, and I just hope he isn't forced by whatever legal conclusions he draws to ruin the joke, because it's just really a truly great joke, and I hate to let it go. But so that's our best joke of the year, I'm telling you now. You've heard it, and we'll look forward to seeing how that comes out. Okay, I'm going to talk about venue. I'm sorry, that's what I'm going to do. There is no greater need for reform in bankruptcy law, as far as I'm concerned, than our venue rules. And I'm going to talk a little bit, just to focus what I want to say, on Johnson & Johnson. As you probably know, Judge Lopez, in an unreported decision from the bench, decided that despite the fact that Johnson & Johnson had been poured out by the Third Circuit, this new creature, Red River Talc, do you love it? This barely disguised version of exactly the same subs that had been in New Jersey and then in North Carolina first and then in New Jersey, could take another try in the Southern District of Texas. This, of course, is related to the general slogan that says, for example, the Swedish company, Intrum, as you know, has filed in Houston. Where else would it file? I mean, it's the obvious place for a Swedish company to file, and for many other companies as well. And that's all fine with me. We have a great bankruptcy bench and bar in Houston, but the system that has been created is a very big mistake. Judge Lopez focused on kind of the res judicata, collateral estoppel sort of analysis of the situation. And I want to argue that that's completely inappropriate for venue. Venue has got so much discretion ladled into it that it just doesn't work very well on that basis, that instead it really has to look at the larger public policy issues that are involved in venue decisions. Here's the thing that really bothers me. I'm not going to talk about Texas two-step. Everybody's writing about it. That's great. And a lot of good stuff has been written. What I want to talk about a little bit is the venue problem and how that contributes to the problem of raised by the Texas two-step. The larger point is one that Eric and I have been writing about for a while, which is venue.